Hello?
God. That was recorded.
Drago time. Set up.
This is Superhero Time.
Start.
With XV.
It's a head and an anus all in one.
Hey, Mickey.
These roles need filling.
Paladin.
Is it a bad sign if I wonder why I'm not in jail after doing this show?
Ken.
Nope, tentacle rape time.
JD Church.
Running out of places to put shit.
And Fort Max.
It's racist enough to work.
Final mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week on Superhero Time is not Kyoryuger.
No. You get your Samba next.
Yeah, Samba next week.
All right.
This week is the end of GoBusters, which was last week.
All right.
What do you mean, hooray?
To say goodbye.
There were bitch tears.
Well, we still have a versus movie, another versus movie. And it returns.
Yeah. I mean, they'll be around, but like this is like their story, you know, coming to an end.
So how about that Jenga?
You're an asshole and I hate you.
Oh. Niagara Falls.
I've been waiting a week to do that.
You monster.
What's bad is he warned me about it too.
Heart ripped out.
I warned you about it and then I purposely did not mention it again so that you wouldn't get desensitized to it.
You're too good at that. Being a dick is truly an art.
Yes. You have no idea how hard it is.
Woo!
Wow, we're getting off to a good start here. Damn.
Nice.
Not very nice, though.
Well, no, it is still dicks. Okay, so quickly in the news, I want to talk about the Kyoryuger Yellow thing.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so basically the producer of Kyoryuger went on record as saying that there's not a yellow in the series because yellows are typically girls, and girls are weak and stupid.
Wow!
Now, be honest. We've all seen shows from Japan. Is anyone f***ing surprised at their logic in this? It's like he comes out and says, like, we wanted the characters to be absurdly strong, so in order to do this, we had more guys and only one girl. I'm like, the only difference is they're usually not this upfront about why.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's what amuses me about it, is that they're not even really trying to hide the Japanese sexism behind some kind of corporate speak of, well, the storyline just worked out better with four guys and a girl. No, it's because we hate chicks.
No, the only storyline that worked out better with four guys and a girl is porn.
Yeah.
Whoa. Or two girls in a cup.
But it does sort of get me to, like, people are like, oh, well, that's not sexist. And I'm like, well, yeah, it kind of is.
Who said that isn't sexist?
Check any comment thread.
Oh, my God.
It's
that's
like
the definition of sexist.
No.
That's like, if you look up sexist in the dictionary, it'll be like,
you know, be a big picture of Japan.
Thinking ill of a particular person because of their genetic,
I know.
Equipment. And then it would say, an example would be Kyoryuger producers saying that women are weak, so they didn't include the color that's associated with them.
Or even that they only included one so that they could have more guys, so that they would be.
And that was a specific, and this was on a question regarding why there wasn't a yellow, where before that I was giving a bit of doubt. I'm thinking that it was mostly because they had a big honking yellow stripe down the front of their shirts.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, That's. I mean, you're looking at it like inductively, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, there's yellow in the suit, but it's like that's a choice that they made because they had yellow available, not because they already chose yellow as the color, they're like, oh, we can't make a yellow. You know, it's
kind of like when Shinkenger, Gokaiger, and GoBusters, they don't have a black ranger, so they have black heavily in the suits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why the Gokaiger suits look awesome. Sexist.
Yeah, it's like regardless of what you think of why or whether or not you think it matters, it still kind of is.
Kinda.
It very much is.
I get it. It's cultural. It's still f***ed up, but it's, I mean, I yeah. get, okay, you know, but that doesn't, it doesn't make it okay, you know, but it's not surprising. I think to Paladin's point, it's not surprising.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, you just came out and said it.
Yeah. The only thing that's surprising is that that's in a public statement.
Well, that's a cultural thing too. Like we're used to here at the States, like company can't get away with that. If Hasbro came out and said, well, the reason that there's less women in our Transformers shows is because women are weak and
then
boys
they'd probably be lynched.
They would be
better yet.
Is it true? Yet. Yeah, that's probably why they do it, because there's a lot of still biases that are out there.
I can't undo
those right away in time to produce a new toy line or series.
I think
they're too deeply ingrained in our routines and subconsciouses.
I think a good example of where there would be a real shit storm is like you guys were talking about yesterday on Fanboy Versus. It's like some DC said something like that, or one of the comic companies said something like that. Such a shit storm.
Oh my
god! Swear to God.
Yeah, which
they don't have to say it. They just do it anyway and don't comment on it.
Exactly. Yeah. They do it or they come up with a different reason. I mean, it's not that it's not out there.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's one thing for it to be there. And it's like, okay.
It's totally not cool. I just want to make that clear. It's totally not cool.
Not.
Just like eating while we're recording the show.
I don't think those are comparable, but.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's eating?
Drinking, on the other hand, we encourage during the show.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
If anyone has any, like, legitimately prescribed painkillers or anything like that, muscle relaxers, that's cool, too.
Those are fun.
Just
a snack pack, dude. I had a snack pack sitting right there, and I'm a fat guy. What do you want from me?
Is that those things with the cheese and the crackers and the little red stick?
No, it's like a pudding cup.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Did you add the rice?
no, but we'll get there.
But yeah. Yeah, that's
Japan's kind of f***ed.
Yeah. I don't think
in a good way either.
Like, I hope it's not a sign of them, of how they might treat pink in the show, which is also odd because I would think pink is a girlier color, but.
I don't know.
But this is the first time that the mech has had a big. The pink mech has actually been mostly pink.
And what's weird about the statement is that.
But Fort Max, what about the pink Shogun Zord?
Well, yeah, it's like the primary combination is red, blue, pink.
CJD serves you right eating on the
show.
No,
it's water. That was from water. Anyway, no, here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird that pink is so prominent when they almost always trade like white. You know, they'll use, like, it'll be some kind of white mech with, like, a pink accent.
Or, like, say, the Turtle Origami. It was mostly black and gray. It had, like, a pink symbol on it.
Well, hell, don't go that far back. Go back to Gokaiger. I mean, Pink's Zord was...
Hell, look at Megaforce right now. Those Pink Ranger Zord is mostly white and gold.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Jetman was the same way. You know, take what you want.
Kind of shit, anyway.
Well, but, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, Pink Ranger Zords are usually either white or solid red.
Right.
Like in G-Ranger.
The pink, if anything, is just a slight accent color on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, honestly.
Well, okay, here's a great example. Here's a great example of it. In Mystic Force, you know, pink made the head of the dragon mode, and then the middle of the chest plate, and on the whole... the whole visible part, when it's combined, there's like one pink triangle. And on the American release of the toy, they dropped that paint app. So when it's combined, there's no representation of pink anywhere on the Megazord.
Yep.
Now, is that a bad thing?
Well, I'm just adding that to the point. You know, the pink color
I'm saying from an aesthetic choice, pink doesn't really play well with other primary colors because it's a pastel.
No, yeah. But when it's a tiny little bit in the middle, you're not going to notice it. It's not like it's slapping you in the face.
No, but it becomes a grain of sand in the bottom of your sandal.
Maybe to you. I don't wear sandals. Well,
yes, to me, definitely. I mean, little tiny wrong things with aesthetics I tend to notice and harp on.
I mean, people just don't want pink, just slapping
them. I blame that on my community college background in fine art. It's made me an expert in the field.
Oh, well, then. La-di-da.
La-di-freaking-da. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, but hopefully it won't impact the show too negatively going forward.
God.
Curious or the podcast?
Yes.
The podcast is already
I hope it becomes a shitstorm of such a magnitude they have to retool the show in episode 13.
I think apparently I torpedoed the show enough already. So.
That sounds like a poop reference, is it?
It's a little bit, yeah. We'll go with that. All right, I'm just adding the last of the Forzays here to my shopping cart. I'm going to go ahead and finish.
What are you missing?
I'll be missing the exclusive set.
Who are you getting now?
Oh, Alec.
Ah, yeah.
I need Alec and actually I need magnet states too.
And double penetration states, right?
Got those on pre-order.
Yeah. I wonder if the Nadeshiko Meteor Fusion will just be basically. I mean, if you could basically just get that instead of just getting Meteor Fusion, and get basically the same stuff.
I think the color is different.
Crystal? Oh, is it?
No, it's different. Yeah, it's. Okay. I mean, yeah.
I think Meteor Fusion is like.
I don't think it comes with hands.
Oh well, okay.
And isn't double penetration states mostly silver?
Yes.
Okay. Never mind. So we'll have to get both. Shit.
Yeah, obviously, Ken, they're not going to design it so that you can, you know, use one toy for two things.
Well, Skull Crystal happened. They're a year apart and two different.
I think movies. Skull Crystal was more a response to the paint falling off of Skull's head.
Well, this, yeah, okay.
Just at a guess.
I can dream. Oh, I need to get out the Forza figures now.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. But I don't want Wizard or.
There's yeah, I don't know if it's going to come with regular hands and feet, though, because the skis...
Okay. Yeah, okay.
The feet are, like... I was looking at the... I think that's based off the ski, and I think that...
It's going to come with the same assortment of hands as Cyclone Excel Extreme.
Well, that's as many as base.
Oh, left and right.
Nothing but hands.
So, do we have anything else in the news this week?
Akiba Ranger starts in April.
April 6th.
Yay!
Yeah, there's that.
Okay.
Into that thing. And just a couple magazine scans showing off Kyoru Gold and Beast and Wizard's upgrade forms.
Let's talk about Wizard's upgrade form.
Infinity.
Diamond States.
Infinity. The amount of time it will take us all to give a shit about Wizard.
Well, once again, Wizard's costume looks awesome, and
he's wearing a
flash,
chrome,
no substance.
He's wearing a chrome jacket. I don't know how that works, but he's wearing a chrome jacket.
He is.
Doesn't work. It's Wizard.
It'll probably look like a raincoat.
I want a chrome jacket.
It'll look like a raincoat.
But how will the figgle art work?
You'd look all Blade Runner and shit with a chrome jacket. It would be awesome.
They
walk around in dirty alleys in the rain, mumble to yourself about the existence of reality.
They also have solicitations for the White Wizard driver, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Kano, now.
Merchandising, now!
Now!
Release date, now. No, wait, later.
It's a Seinfeld rain.
I like this beast gun, though.
See, they need to do another driver toy that's a little more apathetic, and it's like... whatever.
Magic. Man.
The only thing about Hyper Beast is that it really looks like they just threw Rising Ixa and Meteor
Storm.
Shower.
Meteor Storm into a blender, and then, well, there it is.
Here's what's retarded about Hyper Beast. Let's take Beast and make him all hyper. So you think that's gonna make him extra feral, right?
Yeah.
Oh. So, he has a gun.
Meteor Storm suit to him, just put a tiger face on it.
No, they give him a gun to remove him further from combat, even though he's all hyper and shit.
Is that what Giga Beetle did?
It's counterintuitive to the idea of...
How do you remove Beast from combat any more than he already is?
Yeah, my thought for last week's episode, I wasn't on, but it was basically, remember when Kamen Rider Wizard had a secondary rider? No? Neither do they.
Yeah.
He's
been Geki Violeted.
God.
He's been Geki Violeted.
It's all about Wizard Chopper now.
Oh, God.
We're going to see White Wizard dressed up in some kid's dead mother's clothing.
You know, that could save the show. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think much can save the show. But now,
would it
could be wrong.
It would,
wrong.
Now, it would be best if it was Haruto's mom.
Well, hey, would you beat Grandma next week?
Imagine Haruto's emotional response to that.
Exactly.
There, that was it exactly.
Yeah.
Something about hope.
Yes.
Plain sugar.
Hey, I have this plan that makes a lot of sense and will work. No, hope. But hope. But you know that doesn't make any hope.
So at this point, is Wizard on track to become the Ghost Sager of Kamen Rider?
It's boring.
It's just boring. It's not offensively bad yet.
Right. I don't hate it.
But is it on track? If it continues down the path,
I'm not willing to rule out that possibility, though. So there's something.
If it continues down the path that it is now, it's going to just continue to be offensively boring.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about offensively.
Ghost Sager's number one crime.
This week was pretty bad.
A less moody version of Fize.
I think, wouldn't a less moody version of Fize be good?
So when do scans for the next Rider series start cropping up again?
It depends on what you want out of Fize, I guess. If you want something super moody, then I guess Fize would be great.
We're 22 episodes in. Can we see what's next now?
It's is it June yet?
Jeez. We're be done.
God, this is going to be the longest, 27 episodes ever.
Maybe there will be a lot of relay races.
We're not even halfway through Wizard.
We just need a lot of relay races and golf to happen between now and September.
We're not even halfway done.
It'll be over before you know
it. Is it wrong to wish for more earthquakes?
Oh,
I'm the only one thinking that.
Ouch.
That would shake things up. Humor.
Oh, we're all going to hell.
Yet all of this is still.
Oh, good. I thought that was my connection.
I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely right.
Okay, well, since we seem to have lost Paladin for the moment, I'm going to say that's the end of the news for this week.
Yeah, there ain't much else.
Yeah, there's nothing else right now.
Oh, good. You're back.
Shitty Megaforce game on Nick.com.
So, the news is over with. Speaking of Megaforce, though, I guess we should go ahead and talk about that.
Use the Megaforce.
So, I understand Megaforce was actually not Samurai this week.
No.
Third week in a row, Megaforce has been good.
Holy crap.
That's alarming.
It is alarming. And it's the most base plot ever.
Oh, and it's like, hey, now wasn't that one of the episodes where you never actually saw the people that the Ghost Sagers saved get saved?
Was it?
The Ghost Sagers were pretty irresponsible like that, so I wouldn't be surprised.
This episode also has a lot of U.S. stuff, which is also...
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And I will say that the Saban Snake Axe prop looks a lot more impressive than the Japanese one.
Even if it's a lot bendier.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be safe to bring to school, after all.
Yeah.
No, he hid it in a guitar case.
I kind of fucking love that he has his weapon in a guitar case, like he's the guy from Desperado.
Yeah, it's like he walks in, Noah's...
dink around the computer. He's like, when did you start playing guitar? He's like, I didn't. And he just whips it up.
He just busts out the other kind of axe.
Yeah,
that's like a no tolerance shit right there. If he got caught with that, he'd be expelled immediately.
But would any of them know what the fuck it was?
I'm also
probably told some bullshit on him. Oh, I'm using this to level the desk.
Yeah. I hope at some point someone asks him, what's in your case? And he's going to say, it's my axe. And he'd be telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've done a lot of focus so far on Black and Blue, and I think they actually are my favorite characters in the show so far.
Well,
characters in Black and Blue specifically is that their hammy acting is actually making them endearing instead of irritating.
But it's like that's what they're aiming for, though.
Yes, but I mean, they're pulling it off. They're making enjoyably campy instead of irritatingly shitty. Like
instead of trying to do the faux drama in Samurai.
Right. They're embracing what Power Rangers is all about.
They were trying to do Shinkenger's drama without half the conflict.
Or the competency.
With actors that weren't capable of pulling off drama.
Yeah.
And see, the thing that's surprising me here is they're actually, like, developing the characters. Now, admittedly, it's, you know, Black, Blue, and kind of Yellow only at this point. But, yeah. I mean, it's plain enough to see that, hey, Yellow's a bitch.
Yeah, she is kind of. But I do, she is enjoyable in spite of being a bitch, is the thing. It's not like she's an insufferable one.
She's not an insufferable bitch. She's a likable bitch.
She's not like how Kimberly was kind of a bitch at first.
It's kind of like... She has this guy that is constantly trying to get in her pants. Somebody might be annoyed at that, yeah.
I love the line, like, I think Black has a crush on you. She's like, what, really? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's a basic plot. You know, they send the monster down, he infects the populace, and they start turning into the cannon fodder.
It's a decent plan, actually.
Yeah, so the Rangers can't actually fight him. And while Black and Blue end up dealing with a monster, with Blue having this inferiority complex.
Which is a great Power Rangers level basic plot.
Yeah, yeah, and it's, you know, believe in yourself and you can do stuff.
And it's executed mostly well.
It actually works.
Mm-hmm.
But you have stuff like him trying to poorly do push-ups or pick up the axe or...
And then in the end, he kills a bunch of civilians by dropping a bunch of rubble on them.
But that was also U.S. footage!
Yeah, I know. But it was kind of poorly planned.
I know that, but still, they actually had them use the Ghost Ager card's powers
To do something
that wasn't just ripped straight from Ghost Ager. That they are actually putting thought into this that was not... present in Samurai.
They are showing creativity with the episodes, which is like the thing we all wanted the most from this season.
Just do something that's not Ghost Ager. That's all.
Well, and that's the thing. This is very clearly not just a straight up rehash of the equivalent Ghost Ager episode.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking the footage and building something new around it, which is what Power Rangers was about to start with.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, this was Ghost Ager episode, what, like 9 or 10 or some shit?
Something
like that.
Introduced Ghost Ager in this episode.
Pirate hat.
Yay!
Yep. Pirate fish hat Megazord, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Nice. So
they are chomping right through that footage.
Yeah,
they got to use everything.
But they'll probably have to
especially
go back.
Especially for the sake of merchandising.
But see, the thing is, they're not doing them in order also, because they'll have to go back and to get some of the other upgrades if they're going to be using those. So that's another thing. They're not
he had was the first.
Yeah, they're not just doing it... Well, wasn't there other ones before that? Or was that the first one?
Seed, Land, Sky. That's how it went.
Ah, okay. I could have sworn that Alatha had his coloring thing. Like episode
no,
seven.
They had to get over Red and Pink being colossal f-ups before they could get their power-ups.
It's been a while since I... I watched Ghost Ager, and I kind of blocked most of it from my memory.
Yeah, I understand.
I think talking about like the filming schedule, though, I think I saw a tweet from the girl playing Yellow that... They started training for season 2, so...
They're done with this season.
They're done with season 1. They're going to be starting season 2 pretty quick. So.
The thing is, also, the U.S. fight where they have Red and Pink rounding up the civilians that are transformed is actually well choreographed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's not Sakamoto level, but it's very competent.
But it does
remind... who knows what the f*** they're doing. What a novel concept.
It does remind me a lot more of the pre-Disney Saban stuff.
Yeah. No, yeah. It, I mean, you can definitely tell they're getting back to... They're getting back into the swing of it, basically. I mean, they're finding their legs again.
Samurai was, oh shit, how the f*** we make a TV show, guys? I completely forgot.
Let's just copy that one.
Just do what it did.
But what's a key grip again?
He's a gaffer.
What is a key grip?
It's a dude that holds stuff.
I mean,
they're also called fluffers.
Well, okay. Right.
But also, it's
a regular movie equivalent of a fluffer.
I understand.
They're not adapting the Sentai directly. They are doing like a lot of Sentai things where they'll have the roll call, they'll have they'll have consistent names for the attacks.
Speaking of the roll call, the shots them against the sunset, that wasn't in Ghost Ager, was it?
Right. They edited the sunset into those.
Because that sunset looks amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the plane. Yeah, the Ghost Ager roll call footage was just blue, cloudy sky. They went ahead and took it. Sunset, bitches.
Honestly.
It's all Michael Bay up in here.
That should be an intro quote for 4Max.
It really should. That's amazing. I love that.
But yeah, I mean... So they're doing some Sentai-ish things, but that seems more towards like consistency and name recognition and whatnot, which is why the Sentai does that stuff in the first place.
Right.
No. Yeah. When Blue is saving the civilian, I like the part where she asks him, "Are you a superhero?"
Oh yeah, that was a little.
That's like, kind of the first time I've ever heard the Power Rangers referred to as superheroes before.
Yeah. I think they said something about that early in Ninja Storm, but not.
I think the early episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers actually used that.
I don't know if it used the word superhero, but there were comparisons to Batman.
Yeah, at the same time, though, it's like, bitch, have you not been around for the last 20 years?
Obviously not. Well, and that's another thing with that, too. They mixed the original footage and the Ghost Ager footage pretty well for that.
Well, they were mixing footage really well in Samurai, too. It was one of the... points I could give them on a technical level, at least.
I think they're doing it better here, though.
Definitely doing it better here.
Yeah, it was much harder for me to tell when we were getting Sentai footage and when.
Yeah, you kind of had a squint. And it's like those suits aren't quite as shiny there.
Well, and blue's
yeah,
blue
saturation was the thing that I could pick out towards the end.
And blue
is
not quite as I'm tall as everybody else.
Yeah, that's really the problem that the Saban footage has. You know, Toei seems to shoot with the saturation turned down a couple steps.
Mm-hmm.
And if they really want to match the footage, the Power Rangers footage.
Or it may just be that it's usually more overcast there.
Yeah.
Well, probably a little from column A, a little from column B. I think it is.
No, you're thinking of Chinese menus, not Japanese.
RPM and earlier where they were using different cameras, because they're both using the same type of... Saban's using the same type of cameras in Samurai and Megaforce.
Fort Max, you have to understand that, you know, even between the same model of camera, they can be set different ways.
Right.
When you turn the dial on one camera, it doesn't automatically turn that dial on every other camera of that model in the world.
It's a lot closer than it was. But
can we get your settings so that we can set it exactly the same?
It's not like how Walmart controls the air conditioning in all the stores from the main office.
Actually, the schools in my county do that.
Really?
Half the schools are up on a mountain, so there's a pretty big temperature disparity between the schools.
Right. They do that here. It also leads to odd things where sometimes there's a glitch in it, and the computer thinks one room's like 500 degrees in the middle of winter.
Yeah, see, my problem is our home office is in Florida. I'm in f***ing Georgia.
Well, that's not that far removed.
That's a computer setting thing, but it
is
the temperature from where the place is at, from where the place that it's controlling is at.
Sometimes
it's just one guy with a thermostat on the wall, and he's like, okay, today it's going to be 75 in all the stores.
I'm sure KiloCon just sent another megavirus monster into the thermostat.
Right. So yeah, Megaforce is actually not bad so far. I'm pleasantly surprised.
All they really need, what they need to do at this point is just make Red actually not incredibly boring, and same for Pink. By which
we should qualify that as they just need to develop Red and Pink some at this point.
They have to do something.
They have to
which,
actually...
I mean, that has to, that's got to come up pretty soon.
I mean, we're 3 episodes in.
I know, that's why I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
It's got to come up somewhere in your
time.
As long as they have 100% less coloring in cards to create them.
But at the same time, though, it's nice that, you know, first 3 episodes, and they're not spending all their time looking at what Red's doing.
Yeah, that is a thing. Like, usually,
that's pretty amazing in its own.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like the first, after the introduction episode, the first couple episodes usually were completely Red focused.
Yeah. And these aren't, so cool. Okay, so why don't we run through Wizard real quick?
Wizard happened, then it ended. Next.
Go up in time anyway. We did.
Wizard happened, and everybody was a f***ing idiot.
Driver on. Lance Steiner. L-A-O-N.
Well, no, that one section zero guy was pretty on top of things.
He was on the money. He was on the money. He's like, Haruta, this is all your fault.
You know what I think?
Yeah.
you know what I think? I think section zero guy is wise man.
Well, he's certainly wiser than most of the people in the show.
It hit me like this episode, just like the way he talked to Haruto. And seemed to have stuff, or you know, he tried to.
I don't
get,
know. That sounds awfully interesting to be real.
Yeah, interesting to actually.
Oh, but remember, he had the gem at first, and he was trying to get the guy to make it for him, and then later, it's just like, well, they just handed it to him. You know, like it kept showing up, you know, and it was just given to Haruto.
Well, if you think about where the other gems have come from so far, maybe Section Zero guy is a phantom.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's wise man. That's,
oh, wise man. I thought you said white wizard.
No, wise
Never mind.
Man. I think
Never
he's
mind.
Wise man.
So Long is going to pull
yeah, maybe.
Long.
Yeah. I think it makes sense.
Okay, so...
But, yeah.
So, yeah, let's see. Phoenix finally showed up somehow, despite not having a bike.
You mean Beast?
Yeah, well,
said,
Beast, yeah.
Said Phoenix.
Yeah.
How the heck did Beast get there?
He had a run there, so on...
Mayonnaise. Foot.
So that's why he was like only like in one scene last week.
He can fly.
They forgot.
Fly with Falco.
They would have to remember that Beast can do anything.
Yeah.
Although, as he covers for Haruto escaping with Rinko, there is the great bit with the dice saber.
Yes.
Oh my god.
On
yes.
one hand, that is great.
He rolls a one.
I mean, it's like, it's true for Beast. Just like it is in gaming, it's like you're going to bust at the least convenient time.
Rolls a one, and he knows that he's screwed.
That is both great and also really sad because it exemplifies how useless Beast has been.
Yeah. Yeah, Beast right now is the Kuga of Wizard.
The Decade Kuga.
The Yusuke of Wizard.
Well, when I'm following up someone saying useless with Kuga, I think that kind of explains itself.
Yeah. I know. But just say it.
Yeah. That was the intent with which it was delivered, anyway.
Right.
But, yeah, the little chameleon just kind of trotting around in front of Phoenix, not doing anything.
Phoenix just, that's good, because that's the last good moment in this entire episode.
Yeah, it's because most of the rest of it is just Haruto angsting over how he's no
even
good at protecting
over
anyone.
How everything's...
That is, like, even everybody else in the show is, like, helping him angst. Instead of, like, helping him get over it so that he could, like, save the day, they're just like, oh, man, he's just down.
Like, the only one that actually does anything towards that end is Koyomi.
Yes.
Everybody else is just like, you are no f***ing help at all, are you? Yeah. Any of you? Nito does try. He actually does seem to legitimately try, but the thing is, he offers the most logical f***ing solution. Let me eat Phoenix.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to worry about. Like, no.
No.
What? Ah! Are you serious?
And, like, he presents it, like, 3 times, and they're still like...
Let's see. Plus unlimited food source.
Way to sell, and we just can't, you know...
Oh! And it kind of makes you feel sorry for Beast more than the show, you know, already does. Because... You know, he's actually trying to help, and nobody's letting him.
No!
He wants to be effective so much, and the show is just so against it.
It's like Beast is from
a post-decade show, and everybody else is from a pre-decade show. And it's just like, it doesn't quite mesh.
But that's the thing, is like, you know, remember Beast? Remember this guy? He has to eat phantoms to survive? Live. Or else he dies?
Now, what if he eats the one that keeps being reborn?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he might be, like, that could, like, help him out. And they're like, no, I have to fight him. But
because shonen tropes, because
I have the dragon timer now, and we really want the kids to buy it.
Now, when did they fix that thing?
Well, they're in an antique shop. They do jewelry repair, you know.
Shunpei destroys everything he touches, like this show.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gets thrown into a Sundian.
You know, that's actually a good idea, except for the fact that the way it's done, like, he just goes out of the atmosphere really slowly, and then suddenly he's at the sun. I'm like,
I know, it's like, no travel time whatsoever.
Now, the question is,
it's like in Forze, that would have been, he would have gotten hit so f***ing hard, he would have broken the stratosphere, and then you would have seen him flying.
Yeah.
Now, the
sun is kind of.
He's going to be coming back, isn't he?
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering about too. Because if he gets stronger every time he dies, and he's dying every few seconds,
oh god!
At some point, there's going
to
be
he's going to be stronger than the sun.
I mean, yeah, he'll have the power of 1,000 dying stars. You know?
Yeah, the sun is going to beat him up so much that he's going to become more powerful.
He's going to be the f***ing century.
I know, like, right? Like, I got the comic book reference in. Cha-ching! Yes. Okay.
But
although if they actually want to remember this, that would be a good thing to do for, like, a movie. Like, the next movie Wars.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
be
yeah.
A cheap way to do it.
But, it's like they didn't realize how far away the sun was. I think Forze even realized how far away the moon was.
They cared. Yeah. I don't think they cared.
It's magic.
Just want that scene done.
I mean, they could have like, at least like transported, like you were saying last week, have him transported or something. That would have made a little bit more sense. But no, Ryder kicks him into the sun. That sounds awesome on paper, but not in execution. How do you f*** up? He gets Ryder kicked into the sun, and it still looks like shit.
Yeah. It's magic, bitch.
Didn't even look.
And like,
save that one too, would you?
Yeah.
Like, in a show like this, if it doesn't even look halfway cool, you f***ed up somewhere.
God, the show is so bad. I was describing this to a friend yesterday, and she was like, "What? The same thing? Like, yep." Every time.
Yeah. Did you show her the Mad Libs?
What is really terrible is that these two episodes actually kind of did something different, and it was still terrible.
Well, the box, they really didn't do anything different. They were just completing the toy introduction.
Yeah, that's true.
No, they didn't have a out-of-work someone
well, that's because they were using
stuff
the,
and have their easily destroyed the... object destroyed.
But don't worry, kids. Next week we're right back into
with
Vito's, you know,
grandma. Oh god,
despair, you know.
And anyway, Fort Mac, that's because they're using the second half of the toy introduction to wrap up the rivalry thing between Wizard and Phoenix in the worst way possible.
I hate this show.
So
you're not even watching. You didn't even watch it. And you hate it. That's bad.
But he still had to sit here for the last 8 minutes while we talked about it.
Yeah. It's like it's not even worth going over scene for scene. It's just
no.
Well, no. Once we made that Mad Libs connection, it's like, okay, that stuff's
we're
just
done.
Assumed.
Now we can understand every episode without wasting time watching the episodes.
I don't think I'm going to be doing much of that.
What happens if we all stop watching it? That's going to be.
Well, then we won't talk about it anymore, will we?
We won't.
Keeper Ranger. Keeper Ranger?
Yeah, we'll switch out for a Keeper.
Yeah, we'll do a Keeper Ranger.
Or Kaku Ranger.
Something that we all care about, at least.
Oh, so Kaku Ranger, then.
Yeah.
Well, Keeper Megaforce now, so there is
well,
that.
Well, a Keeper Ranger is something that most of us care about and we can use to make Paladin suffer. So there's merit to this.
Yay.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, Paladin suffers anyway, so...
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we can
compound
it. He'll
be miserable regardless.
Even if it's something he likes.
But the thing is, with any kind of infliction of pain, you have to change it up every once in a while, or they start getting used to it.
It's true.
it stops hurting as much when you keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
You know, like Jenga.
Why?
That's third.
And on that note... Mickey, you want to take this one?
Sure, as soon as I finish playing this Transformers game.
Best delay excuse.
I got a new phone, so I can finally play the Transformers Legends card game thing.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about your phone.
It's okay. It's
obnoxiously white.
Game?
The phone, not the game.
I was about to say.
No, so I got the same model as Ben, and his is black, so I got the white one so I can be able to tell it apart. And it's super douchey looking.
Yeah, well, white phones always look douchey.
Yeah.
What phone is it?
I'm kind of it's a HTC Evo 4G LTE.
That's why you get a case.
Yeah, I've got a white phone, but I've got a black case. I'm okay.
But if I got a black case, it would look just like Ben's phone. Then it would defeat the purpose of my phone looking different than his.
Okay, here's what you do. Get a cheap case for it and cover it in duct tape.
That's more Ben's speed than mine.
Well, then put it on his phone. I don't care. Then you can have the black case.
All right.
The point is, one of you better have a duct tape case for your cell phone. You know, as I was cooking dinner tonight, it occurred to me that I want to have a fast food restaurant just so I have a context to make a fried chicken tender dish and call it chicken ham hands instead of chicken fingers.
Mmm.
Because they'd be the biggest, beefiest chicken fingers ever.
Where's the ham in this?
Or the beef.
Or the horse.
So how about that Burger King Twitter?
Oh my god. I'm glad I caught that.
Wow, thank you for the heads up. That was amazing.
I feel like there's something wrong with me because I didn't find it to be that amusing.
Well, see, they missed opportunity, though, because they, like... Oh, it's locked now. They missed opportunity, though, because, like, they just had that thing in Europe with, like, the horse meat and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was just sort of them dicking around. They didn't make any good jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of awesome that they got hacked so well and for so long, but...
Yeah.
No, the best part was the tweet from McDonald's.
What did the tweet from McDonald's say?
Oh, let me find it. Here we go.
Yeah, the hacking is like the tweets the hackers put out were not clever. It's more the circumstance of the situation where it just went on and on unchecked for over an hour.
Get the chat.
Okay, let's see.
That's great.
Rest assured.
I love the first response here.
He smoked sons of bitches.
Well, I can relax now because thank God it had nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
I'll be heartbroken if McDonald's did something untoward towards Burger King.
God, they just locked it out. They didn't even like.
Yeah,
it's
well, that's just standard Twitter.
Yeah, it's probably procedure. Twitter probably got wind of it because it's. I don't know.
Yeah, the account.
It's a holiday. Corporate's probably nobody's there.
The account got suspended after a little more than an hour.
Yeah.
God, still, that's forever in like internet time.
Oh yeah, I mean,
it'll live.
That's Wait. Some damage right there.
Anything Although beyond 15 minutes, you're screwed. You know.
The best part though is that over the course of the hacking, they picked up 30,000 new followers.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know?
That's the great thing, is it's just been a huge boost of business for them. Yeah. Well, of publicity, not that might not translate to business, I suppose.
Oh, one of those followers was you.
I didn't follow them.
XB, I mean.
Oh, yes, he's on CNN's front page now.
That was pre-existing anyway. No,
you were already following Burger King?
Yes, because one day I offhandedly made reference to a Burger King chicken sandwich. Uh-huh. And then out of nowhere, Burger King tweets me back and says that I've won a $5 gift card. follow and DM for DM address to receive it, and I did, and I got a $5 gift card for.
And you never unfollowed them after that.
Well, why bother?
Wow.
Well, and if I had, I wouldn't have noticed the hack today.
Oh,
so see, it all worked out. Two years later.
You are prescient.
Yes. Well, I am always right.
Well, you are already always something.
Dicks.
Okay, all so, right, Busters, ready?
Go.
Yeah. Well, we were doing that like 5 minutes ago.
Yes. Okay. So, meanwhile in hyperspace, Enter is busting up red and yellow shit like it ain't no thing.
Yeah.
More Buster suit. Yay!
Yes. I'm really kind of sad that Enter didn't get this in the last two episodes because, god damn, that suit's amazing.
I know.
I could look at that suit all season long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the reveal at the time it was all did work. But you just wish there was more time with it. Hopefully,
yeah.
In the versus movie, it'll show.
No, they'll bring back Pink Buster instead.
They're bringing back Escape, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Escape Buster.
I don't know. A female design in that aesthetic.
I'd be kind of amused to see how insane Escape would get if they brought her back even more damaged.
That'd be the best reason to do it.
Like she'd have like eyes coming out of her knees or something, and like her mouth be on her back.
Wow,
love me,
love me.
No, you're doing it wrong. Love me, Daddy. Love me.
Oh yeah.
Love me, Papa.
While going after Ryuji.
Yes.
Like, why
I'm a lot to handle. Love me. Okay, so while the Busters are getting their asses kicked, back at the base, Winky Coffee and the Desk Bunnies are giving lip service about how everything's stable now. Hope the team's doing all right.
Yeah.
We're fine. Everything's fine here. How are you?
Hey, do we have Mecha on Ranger Violence?
So the team... they do something, the fight stops, I forget which.
02 comes in and attacks Enter.
Avalanche. Yeah. Temporarily
stops. That's right, yes. They drop a mountain on Enter, and that delays Enter long enough for them to run away to Jin's hangar, where they go look at his snow-white crystal coffin.
So what you're saying is they threw a rock at him.
They threw many rocks. There are all very large rocks, actually.
Yeah, so they're all staring around at Jin's corpse. I mean, still living body.
Yeah.
Getting ahead of yourself.
Yes. And they're like, everyone sort of realizes, oh, you're kind of f***ed, aren't you? We didn't realize it was this bad.
Yeah.
So Jin tells them the plan of, okay, we're going to suck the card out of Hiromu, and I'm just going to suck it straight into me and let it become absorbed by me.
Hey, everything will be cool, right? Right?
Nope. Jake calls him on his bullshit.
No.
Jake.
Oh.
So, Hiromu and the team start busting out lines like saying, no, we'll find another way. Because, you know, we're the heroes. This is what we do. We'll find a way to save you. There's got to be another option. And it's like, god damn it.
You know, he's been so good at saving people through the rest of the series.
Just last episode, you said you were going to murder Hiromu to save the day.
I love that he just...
To be murdered.
I love that he just... That is great.
And I'm going to pretend that this scene isn't emotional at all.
Yeah, just pass right over that.
Yeah, but it is...
Pretend that Jin's actor does a terrible job emoting.
Yeah.
That I felt nothing.
Yep.
No,
I absolutely, there were no tears whatsoever. None.
And Jay's silence, speaking a thousand words, that didn't happen.
Sorry, I've got some of them in my eyes.
I'm going to pretend I don't see Jay's actor crying through the mask. I'm trying to think something cheerful, like the next to last episode of Double.
I'm totally not waving my hand in my face.
Oh, God. That he didn't, you know, throw
in Yoko's face that he had she had to murder her mother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you, girl. Remember when you killed your mom? You killed your mother. Your mother. She gave life to you, and you killed her.
Oh, you're in problem with me.
Oh. Oh. I can't breathe.
So all these people here that are talking about, I don't understand why they're calling GoBusters dark. It seems so silly. F*** you.
They're not completely mutually exclusive.
I think they just got like the chains thrown off of them in these last five like, episodes. So they
you
were
like dark? You want dark? We'll give you dark.
Oh, we haven't seen dark yet.
We'll give you something to cry about.
Give us 5 minutes.
Oh.
That literally is like only five minutes into the episode.
Well, yeah.
So the stage is set. Excuse me. Hiromu and Jin are going to do the doomed experiment to transfer the card out while the rest of the team stalls for time.
Including Nick.
And he remembers his guns.
Yeah. But, you know, his
ineffectual guns.
Yeah, but I actually have to hand it to Nick for kind of, you know, nutting up and going out there like this.
Yes, because it would seem really stupid if he didn't try.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, also, another thing you might want to pass over is the fact that Jay the entire time is gripping a Jenga piece.
Not mentioning Jenga in this episode description.
Oh, don't you do it. Don't do it.
Anyway, fight! Big fight.
Yes. So, the Busters hold their own against the Mooks for a while until Inter shows up and...
Inter destroys his own Mooks.
Yes.
Like, those guys, I can do this better myself. And he does.
Mm-hmm. And then
because he's Enter.
I'm so glad they give Jay his own big damn hero moment.
God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where he gives a speech about how incredible the world is and blah, 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 blah. And
the fact that he doesn't drop when everybody else does.
The thing that's amazing about Jay is that we all love him because he's sort of he's endearing his own character, but also because he's sort of forgotten by the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is in the background of every scene. He's never the focus of anything. He's clearly the underdog character.
Up until that one moment.
Yes, and then they give him his moment where all of his background shit is paid attention to for a little bit.
One thing I wish would have been different with Jay's part, when everybody else lost their helmets, I wish he would have gone back to the Buddy Royd helmet.
Yeah. But
it wouldn't have made any sense, but at the same time...
Yeah.
At the same time, that is Jay's face.
But
you
the
know.
Thing is, unless they're transforming, Beat and Stag never lose their helmets. That's
I know
the thing. Because I think it's supposed to be them completely when they transform. They are completely.
Now, what would have been cool was if his helmet got smashed up and there you saw like an empty helmet on the inside.
Yeah.
Now that would have been great.
That's when they morph, their
helmets are empty.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When he and Jin transform, they are completely morphed. It's not just wearing body armor.
But before the glasses go on, it's just dark on the inside.
Yeah. Yep. But, Jay's big damn hero moment is kind of also added to when Nick rolls up and he just lays Inter out.
And Jay doesn't even call him Bike once.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the thing. It's like this unspoken bit in there where he's called him that the entire series. And then he rides up and he's a fucking Bike. So...
Well, meanwhile, back in the lab, the experiment works.
And Jin's body goes bye-bye.
And no more Enter, Buster.
Yep. Enter, and then Enter for the first time in a long time is like, what the shit?
What?
Yeah, so with the passing of the card in Jin's mortal body...
Mm-hmm.
Inter is genuinely surprised and taken aback for the first time in the whole show, it seems like.
Oh, but hey, he has a trump card.
Yeah, about that.
Look, we won't be needing that anymore. There isn't really any use for it. In fact, it was our trump card.
Huh?
They outplayed him, and he is f***ing pissed about it.
You know, it took 50 episodes. But they finally got one over on him.
And you know, the thing I do love about that is that they did actually do it, and it wasn't in a contrived way. It was for something that was set up like 10 episodes ago.
Or more. That,
that's what I keep saying. Also, like, so I keep saying to people, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying, that's what I keep saying and trying to explain to people. It's like people keep saying, it's like, well, it wasn't very good. I'm like, you don't understand. Even when you thought it was bad, it was good. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, pretty much.
You
yeah.
just didn't so, know it didn't suck yet.
It was all part of Enter's plan.
It was all there, man.
See, the great thing about how they beat Enter is how much it cost them to actually do it. That's how great a villain Enter was.
Yeah.
Is they had to kill one of their own team members in order to defeat him.
Well, and let's look at this. Look at it from another angle, too. GoBusters is the first series in a while that has done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually killed off one of their team members.
I think the last time was Abare Killer, right?
Yeah.
It's the last one that comes to mind.
Well, Ryu and Melee, too, but they weren't
true.
Really...
That's a little
yeah,
bit
they were
more remote.
Neutral at best.
Yeah, but it's like, well, and Abare Killer was a villain for most of the series, too. So.
But he still had a Ranger suit.
Yeah, he did, yeah. So, he was still marketable.
Yes.
But I can't think of a time when a Ranger's been killed when it's actually felt like a real sacrifice rather than, oh, look, dramatic, we're killing somebody.
Right.
Because, well, even Barai was the doing of the villains, really.
I mean, this is clearly not a Yellow 4 moment.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like
Yellow
Jin,
4!
Jin literally made the conscious decision to basically kill himself.
Yeah.
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 And he pretty much had to, you know, bitch everybody else out into going along with it.
Yep.
And he did it because it was the right thing to do. He knew that's what they need to do in order to win, and that makes him probably the biggest hero of the whole show.
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, theoretically, they could have killed Hiromu, but the thing is, then Jin would probably die anyway because they have to kill Enter.
Yeah.
So they have to kill Enter, but Enter has his little trump card.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, they have to... They turned what could have been two sacrifices into one. All told, they got off kind of light.
Yeah.
Well, you know, plus murdering their own parents.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That was already a thing.
The turn of the trump card, it just sold perfectly by the expression on Enter's face as he tries to pull it all together.
Yeah. He's like, wait, carry the four. Oh, shit!
And then we get a pretty quick thing of, okay, here are all the Zords that you can buy. That they're still on the shelves.
Yeah,
all of them.
Yes, this is
they're
the part
really
of the
cheap now
they
too.
Totally cut stuff out for time.
Yeah,
yeah, you could tell it was like real quick jump.
The mecha fight was definitely probably the weakest part of the episode. Although it was cool.
What a surprise for GoBusters.
Well, it was cool though to see when Enter was countering everything, and Hiromu was like, "Hey, let's try something different," and then Ace went three times faster.
Yeah. Also proving Ace is still the best thing in the show.
Yep. And I like that he lost.
Yeah, I would be surprised if there is not a director's cut.
Yeah,
also the cut though, it seems like it was just the stock footage type. Let's call the Zords. Let's assemble them.
I did like the roll call though. It wasn't like trying to be the Die Ranger roll call for once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good.
Yes.
And I need a DVD shot of that one with Jay for wallpaper.
So basically, lots of battling between the Busters and Enter, and we get some awesome-looking broken helmets that we've seen before, and then some dubious-looking battle damage on the powered custom armor.
Mm-hmm. Although it is nice, the scene then, that you actually get Hiromu's actor doing these last parts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gets his ass stabbed in the heart at that.
So, basically it comes down to Hiromu giving the speech of, you understand humans, and humans are blah, 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 humans, blah, humans.
That's about right, yeah.
And then so we get the always popular, unique, final, super finishing attack using the entire team.
They rarely do that.
Well, they only do it at the end of the series, basically.
Right. So it's very rare.
Yes.
And so it was cool.
Five Buster Volcanic Attack, and Enter does his fall down, go boom speech.
Which is mostly a, oh, which I like, it was very, very Enter. On most villains, you very have the, French. Oh, Nore show title.
Yeah.
This but... cannot be happening.
So I did like.
But with kinda... Enter, you have, oh, well, that happened.
I did like, though, that at the very end, he turned into a giant head, nodding to the fact that he had basically become Messiah.
Right, c'est la vie.
Yep.
Yep. And then everybody falls down dead. Oh, wait.
Well, except for Jenga, who just dissolves and nothing is mentioned of it.
Well, I don't know. Jay does.
Well, they're all kind of like, you know, they've gotten the shit beaten out of them repeatedly. For
yeah, and I do like that there was no goodbye speech fading away, with him fading away as he died. They already got all that stuff out of the way in the hangar.
Yeah, it's basically like as the world falls apart, it's Jin and Hiromu's dad appear and like, get your asses up.
When the team falls and Jin starts fading away. That way of Jin's finishes fading away.
Oh, silence. I can
understand. But yes, we finally got the very end to Star Fox 64.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
Yes, so as I was saying, I find it kind of terribly depressing that as the team falls down and Jin starts fading away, they get up about waist high and they just cut away from him. We don't even get to see him go.
Yeah, the final bit of him going.
Well, that's because he'll be back anyway.
That kind of doesn't really affect the powerfulness of just like seeing him just start to half die and cut away and not even showing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still just like, damn, he's
gone.
Yeah,
give it some weight, you know? Yeah.
They didn't overblow it either, though, so.
Well, it's like they so underblew his last dying moment that it kind of hurt more.
Yeah,
because it was like the first time I watched it, I didn't even notice that. I had to go back. I was like, where did he? Oh, there. Oh.
Yeah, there was no special fanfare called to him fading away. It just happened.
But, you know, in a way, for however flamboyant he acts, that actually is kind of fitting for the character.
Almost. Yeah, completely.
Mm-hmm.
And he does kind of get that little nod. Yeah.
He acts so flamboyant, but he's really not. He's most of the time just kind of using that as a mask, and he's not.
Yeah, it's a cover.
Yeah, it's a cover.
See, and that's the terrifying thing about the scene is like that's how death usually comes. Like, you know, not with enough time for you to say goodbye and give speeches. I mean, you're just it happens, and then you're gone.
Yeah, and he. But again, I do like that he just shows up for one more moment.
It's a.
Get off your asses.
Unless
the
speech is another part of the director's cut.
Well, yeah, but it's a horrifically mature way to show death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, there is one last little bit with Jin at the very end.
Yes, but it's clearly obvious that that's just a fading ghost.
Oh, yeah. It's just Kuroki realizing, oh, wait, they all...
Yeah, so then they escape Venom and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the part, though, where I guess it was after the thing died and Kuroki's like, Jin. Which is sort of like, and a thousand voices screamed out in agony.
And they were suddenly silenced.
So, was Winky Coffee and Jin lovers, or is that just something I'm reading
totally.
Into it?
Totally.
Okay.
Totally.
Of course, didn't we also suspect him of being Yoko's dad at one point?
Well, that doesn't mean
the two aren't mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Right. So wait, you're saying Kuririn is Yoko's mother?
No, Jin.
Well, with curly hair like that.
Ah, yes. But then epilogue, and the original theme.
The superior.
They didn't show Jay anywhere in the epilogue.
Yes, they do.
He's now the forest ranger.
That was a shame to not show him being in the depressed in a forest.
They didn't show him being depressed. They said him introduce. He was telling a tree that he has beat Jay Stagg.
Yeah.
He's not wearing a Jenga piece around his neck.
Totally not.
Totally not out in the forest.
I'm totally not going to make one of those.
yeah. Although, you know, the disturbing thing. Maybe not disturbing.
Do you have any
thing.
Jenga pieces that come in black? I just need one.
But so I guess Ryuji is now developing Megazords.
Yeah.
Because there is a Megazord right out there, right out of his window in his lab now.
Yeah.
One thing I do particularly love is the final shot of Hiromu and Nick on the highway from the first episode.
Yeah.
That's a nice little.
Like, this is where we started out.
Yeah.
All right, let's go get lost.
Yay.
And Nick's sister takes the same approach to make him eat chicken.
Violence solves everything.
That's right.
It does.
It's what we've learned from, you know, 36 plus years of Sentai.
There's nothing you can't fix by punching it hard enough.
You punch it hard enough with your friends.
And it can go back in time.
So now the only thing is about this ending. How quickly will, like, Tyson or the Versus movies possibly ruin it?
When do they come out?
Tyson comes out in a couple months.
First Versus.
There's your answer.
Let's see. Returns is when?
I imagine Returns is going to be like Shinkenger and probably take place during the series.
I thought we already knew that Zed was only going to include...
Well, I think the Buster. Other Busters show up in Suit. Okay. I know I've seen Red and Blue.
So maybe it's just them. Maybe it's just Red and Blue.
Maybe it could be just Red, Blue, and maybe Jay will pop up at some point. But
it won't be Red, O, Blue, Yellow Beat, and Ostago Buster?
No.
Oh.
I got that middle one. But, you know, I really do hope that Tyson does, you know, not just try and, like, oh, he's back now. Although there is...
No, they'll save that for either the Returns or the Versus movie.
Yeah. Versus movie.
Although, they could do some kind of O's mind where he's back. We're not going to tell you how he came back. He's just back somehow.
They could also take the Decoranger versus Auberanger approach.
That was the best nothing. Approach.
Yes!
Which was
okay. This
the villains
is great.
Were trying to bring back their leader from hell, so
they
can't.
Well,
so,
no,
what
they were trying to do is bring back the strongest person in hell, and instead of their leader, they brought back a Barre Killer.
Ah, did he have to die again?
Yeah, he disappears again at the end of the movie. I think
when they destroy the monster after they destroy the monster who did the spell,
he goes away again.
Because the portal closes.
Yeah, so he with Operate Killer appeared in Gokai. She was actually speaking to Guy from Hell.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Wow. Huh.
Either that or the Home for Infinite Losers.
Same difference.
Yeah.
In Sentai, it's probably the same thing.
Yeah, but no, I mean, like, the Shinkenger Returns movie was just kind of this comedic off-the-wall thing that had to have taken place during the series. I almost am expecting the GoBusters one to be similar.
I'm sure we'll find out next year.
Because none of the Sentai Returns movies have been entirely serious.
All two of them.
Well, I wouldn't know. I didn't watch Ghost Age Returns.
I've saw pieces.
I didn't watch Ghost Age Returns.
Yeah, you did. Oh, we know.
I did not cry. Neither the first nor the second time I watched this episode.
No, I did the fourth and fifth.
Okay, maybe I cried a little. Okay, maybe I bawled like a child. But
come on, Jay. That... Let it out. Good for you.
He was telling them that they should be strong and kill him.
Oh, Lord.
Man.
And I am... I know XP has mentioned this, but I was kind of impressed that Twitter did not completely destroy the ending.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really...
Nope, nobody was watching at the end, according to the ratings.
I was expecting...
Well, I meant, like, fans and stuff like that.
I was expecting some kind of out for Masato, and...